This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thank you for joining us this morning. We have thousands of dollars to give away today. We're going to have a ton of fun. I just feel it in the air. We're going to crush this day.
Crush it.
Kill it.
It's Thursday.
Does that sound overmodulated to anybody but me?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's bananas day, everyone.
It is bananas day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's exciting. Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We'll mention it a bunch of times during the show today, but today, right after our show at 10 o'clock, if you hop on bananas.com, we are popping in and out all day doing this Roland. They have a Roland store set up inside Bananas at Large in San Rafael, and we're talking to this crazy expert guy, and if you love music and you play an instrument or you love musical equipment, or you know, for there's a million reasons to watch this thing. It's really cool. Like, they have some and by the way, giving away thousands of dollars worth of equipment throughout the day. Like, it's
awesome stuff.
Roland is behind this, and they're just like, yeah, we'll throw a few pianos out there. Let's you know, it's
Boss is part of Roland.
Yep.
And still,
so
some Boss
pedals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's we're doing that right after the show, bananas.com. This Look at the Trash is brought to you by What We Do on Saturdays. It's not Sleep In. It's another show, you guys.
That's right.
Never stop. It's the sixth day of the Sarah and Vinny show. Boy, Bryn is in pain today.
I just
on your face just now was, I actually felt it. I was like, ooh, ow. Oh,
fine.
Sure you are.
That's like me doing this, lifting up my arm when I got my
it
shot.
Was, yeah, well, you were a little more, I don't know, cagey about it. Like, it took us kind of to the end of the show to realize that you were in pain. Bryn has just been whining all morning. Oh, my, I'm whinging like a baby. Oh, you know, psychologically.
I'm not going to say anything.
I don't have as much sympathy for people who feel bad when they get, because I think it's such a good thing that we're getting vaccinated. Then I don't feel that bad for you. It's wrong. It's that's
I'm
like
not
a character
asking for
flaw,
sympathy. Listen,
well,
I'm not,
I mean,
like,
you know,
over
you
here
might not
saying,
be asking
feel
with so
bad
many
for
words,
me.
But you're all.
It's just a reaction. I'm not trying. I'm not acting over here.
I feel like you're the luck. You're the guy who's got his two shots. That's great. Nikki's the
I feel
girl
that way
with the
too.
Two shots. Yeah.
Look,
even
we're in agreement
like
over
I'm
here.
Not as concerned with you.
You're
if you, get,
be so
if you get really sick. I'm not being argumentative. I'm just saying.
Rivalry.
I'm saying it's a character flaw in me because I feel like
yeah, it is absolutely a character flaw.
You're right.
Maybe,
well, listen, I'm full of
always calling people out.
But maybe it's more sore than usual because he went skiing, so his body's still like sore from that.
That's possibly it. Oh man, yesterday my daughter was playing tag with me, and so I chased after her, and then I got a whiplash. I was like, ah, and then, like it was like one of those like. Straight down the back of my head, like a stroke or something.
Like
and
a
I
stroke.
Went, I, it felt
do
like
you
that.
Know about
so,
strokes?
I don't. But
well,
it felt like it could.
Yeah,
be.
You make assumptions about what it
and
might feel like.
I literally dropped to the floor, and I was like, oh, my head. Anita comes out, and she goes, "Did you bump your head? Where'd you hit your head?" And she's like tripping out.
It's only grass out here.
But I'm like, oh my.
Hey,
head.
Bryn, not to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just in an overabundance of caution. Do you think that maybe you should go get that looked at? I mean, it's your
says
neck.
Says the lady who never sees a doctor.
If I ever. Was, if I ever. Had, if I had never, really ever. Hurt myself, listen, it's when I have something, I go. It's when I don't have anything, I'm not going. I'm saying you're having neck stuff. Like, I don't know. It just feels to me like, what if you did crack something? Shouldn't you know?
It felt like a pretty hard whiplash. So maybe the textures always give us pretty good.
I'm just, yeah, I mean, just a,
someone said you need to go get a massage yesterday.
Oh, a massage?
That sounds great.
I don't know, but you know what? Sometimes manipulating it might be actually the worst thing for it. Sometimes those things just need to be immobilized. Like, let's let this heal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're running
around.
Maybe
we just need to find him a charopractor.
Maybe you just need vitamins. Let's why don't we ask Hooman what he thinks you should do? Probably some homeopathic therapies would be the way.
You know, it would be great as a babysitter. Just be like, you know, let somebody else play tag with Cameron. that would help a lot.
Yeah, stop moving. It's like bothering me.
Every day for the rest of her life, right? I mean, come on.
Anyway, back to our original thought before Bryn winced like someone who's stabbing him. No, I feel bad for you, ish, because I don't feel
you
that
just
bad.
Said you didn't. You're contradicting yourself.
I don't want anyone to be in pain, but I don't feel that. I would feel worse if this wasn't because of a good thing, I guess. It's like a weird double standard.
It is weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you get flu symptoms later, I'll be like, that's good. You're double vaccinated. I don't feel that bad for you.
So if I get really sick and flu-y,
I don't feel that bad
good?
Because it's just your body fighting the, it's good. No?
All right.
Okay.
I got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Trash me.
Well, let me sponsor you first.
Okay.
It's brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. You can now get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. Oh my God. You're so lucky, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is great, yous guys. We've added the Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show in the past week, assuming there is, you know, some weeks maybe there won't be one of these because I'll be like, nope, nothing this week. Every Saturday morning on Alice, a little best of show. It's fun. Tiger Woods has said, go ahead and release the Kraken. You can tell everyone what caused the accident because it turns out he wasn't on anything. They say no signs of impairment. However, I don't know what they did at the scene. It didn't sound like they drew blood or any of that. But he went to the hospital, so they must have. So
Release the Kraken.
Or the information, whichever. The LA County Sheriff has revealed the primary cause of the wreck that seriously injured Tiger Woods was speeding. Not super surprising. He flew 150 feet off the road. Mm-hmm. So that seems like you're going pretty fast. According to the investigation, Tiger was driving around 85 miles an hour at the moment when he crashed into the median. So that is the posted speed limit there is 45. It was also a downhill, curvy stretch of road. The vehicle was going still at least 75 miles per hour when it collided with the tree on the other side of the roadway, more than 100 yards away. It was still just, so it was flying.
It's a long way.
It is a long way. That's a football field.
You don't feel speed in a car the same way you would if you were forced to ride a motorcycle. That would change a lot of people. There's still going to be the speed demon motorcycle lunatics
right.
that we deal with all the time. And you just go, oh, so you're trying to die today. You crazy person. What are you doing? Why don't you just drive? Like you've got you. Anyway, I'm baffled by how crazy people are on motorcycles. But on a cycle, you feel the speed. In a car, you can be doing 85 and not even realize it.
Well, especially if you're asleep.
Oh, so that's the conclusion? He fell
that
asleep?
That is what they're thinking. And because he has no recollection of even driving that day, which led me to think, oh, God, it's an Ambien thing, although mm-hmm. there's no mention of that in any of this. They say he was late to something he was trying to get to, some promotional thing that he was filming that day. They are saying no signs of impairment, but still some question as to whether or not he was conscious when he crashed into the median or whether he'd fallen asleep or was otherwise out of it. Tiger was dazed when the authorities first arrived. He didn't remember the accident or even driving that day. He may have been in shock, but there's also this. Tiger's vehicle had a black box data recorder, which showed he was on the gas and there was no pressure at all on the brake. So it's possible he was going too fast, was losing control, and then instead of hitting the brake, hit the gas. Which you do hear that people do. I really feel like reflexively I know where the gas is and I don't have to think about that.
Well, right. If you're I don't think it applies to what happened to him, but if you are doing a long stretch of road and you're able to click in the
cruise control,
I have absolutely tangled my feet up under down there. Not smart, but over the course of a long ride, I'll absolutely realize I've now tangled my feet up and curled them under the seat or close to it. And realize I'll never get to my break in time.
Yeah,
what am I doing?
I need to undo this.
Yeah.
Sure.
But that's not the case. I think we all know he's got an Ambien problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're saying no signs of impairment, but it seems unlikely.
What do you mean there's no signs of impairment? He launched off a median 100 feet into the woods. That's a sign of something
yards.
Being wrong.
No doubt. Absolutely.
And the idea that he doesn't remember it is another sign of something being seriously wrong. So there's clear signs of impairment, actually.
I agree with you, but the quote is no signs of impairment from the LA Sheriff's Department. The black box
that detective
said,
may need to they should retest him.
Well, I really feel like there had to be a blood draw at some point during this whole thing. For God's sake, they took him to the hospital. They must have drawn blood there. Maybe that's the part that's none of our business, but the quote is no signs of impairment. So officials say it's possible he inadvertently stepped on the gas instead of the brake when he realized he was losing control. They also say there's no evidence that he was distracted. Specifically, they don't believe that he was on his cell phone and they would have had access to that during the crash. They did a whole press conference on this. This, for the record, this didn't have to be public. Tiger waived his right of privacy and authorized the release of the accident report. And after it was released, he put out his own statement. Although he didn't address his alleged speeding or the accident himself, he basically just said, I received word that their investigation has been completed and closed. I'm so grateful to both of the Good Samaritans who came to assist me and called 911, and I'm thankful to the LASD deputies and LA firefighters and paramedics for helping me so expertly at the scene and getting me safely to the hospital. TMZ has the actual crash report. It details his injuries. Laceration to the lower front jaw. Fractured, his right leg is a mess, top to bottom. Fractured right tibia and fibula, possible right ankle injury, and an open fracture, which I think at the time we determined was you can see the bone. Is that open fracture, mid-shaft on his right leg below the knee.
Eesh.
So he was a wreck.
So do they think he'll play in the Masters this weekend or no?
I don't know. You want to make a bet about it?
I'm going to go no. The side you're on as well?
Yeah, I'm on that side too.
All right.
If anybody wants a bet, he will, though. I'll take that bet.
Okay.
Shaq, I just thought this was a really nice story, so I wanted to get to it. Shaq's a big dude. Everyone knows who Shaquille O'Neal is. He's I watched him on one of these socially where they have a 30-foot-long desk so that everybody can sit 6 feet apart.
Right.
And he told a story, and it only came to light because a random in the Zales jewelry store where he was at happened to catch it on his camera phone. There's Shaq, and so somebody started filming him. He was in an Atlanta area Zales, which, by the way, I don't know if you, did you pull the audio where they're giving him crap for being in a Zales, and he, did you have that?
I didn't pull that
Okay,
part,
so
no.
he, the other guys are like, what are you doing in a Zales? And he's all, by the way, I have a line of jewelry at Zales. So that's what he was doing at Zales. He basically works there.
Yeah.
So anyway, oh, well.
Wait, Shaq basically works there?
Well, no, he has a line of jewelry there. So
he has a line of jewelry?
He's got a line of jewelry, which is
like men's engagement rings.
I don't know.
Or wedding bands, I
Whatever.
Guess.
Whatever. Maybe earrings he likes.
He says everything. We sell everything.
Yeah, we sell everything. We got it all.
I was there to grab some hoops in my ears. So I guess they probably sell rings and all kinds of stuff.
Sure. Whatever. I don't know if he was grabbing something from his own collection or just some Zales regular thing. Anyway, he's in this Atlanta area Zales. And he saw a guy who was asking how much he still had to pay on an engagement ring he had on layaway. And he's the guy in the blue shirt. And Shaq says, "You don't owe anything on that anymore." He offers to pay it off for him. At first, the guy's like, "No, Shaq, that seems ridiculous." And then Shaq talks him into it. He's like, "I do this stuff all the time. I want to do this for you."
Shaq is awesome with that stuff. He's the guy who goes into Target and buys for everybody. He's awesome. He does all kinds of rad stuff like
so
that.
So he's talking about that on his show. This is the NBA after show on TNT. This happened on Tuesday. Did you pull a little clip from this, or mm-hmm. shall I just...
Okay. I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out, because I don't do it for that. But, like, the guy just came in, and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hardworking guy. He's like, "Hey, man, I can come back next month." And then next, like, layaway. Like, you know, he put some money down. But I was like, "You know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it." At first, he didn't want to take it. He's like, "No, I can't do that." I said, "Don't worry about it. I do it all the time." So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
Shaq said he and his mother were recently furniture shopping, and he saw a mom there with an autistic daughter, and he was like, "I'm going to buy your furniture. Pick out whatever you want. I'm getting it for you."
Yeah, he's awesome.
He said, "I'm into making people happy. Whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed." And I thought to myself, those are words to live by. Whenever you leave your house, whether you pay for something or you help someone with whatever it is, look for ways to do good in the world. Is it so hard? Even a smile. Smiles are free. Smile and a kind word, totally free. And you make the world that much better of a place.
It's not as easy as all that, but
sure,
he's very lucky to be blessed with that much money. Yep. That's awesome.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, I got a ton of stuff, including trying to explain things we did as teenagers to the youngsters of today.
Okay.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.